Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Now, Father's Day is not far away on Sunday, the 20th of June. So it's great to have our next guest to get some gift ideas for fathers in our lives. Eamon Kelly from Be Cool 2 this morning. How are you doing?
Good, Donald. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Absolute pleasure. First of all, Eamon, it's been a really, really long winter for dads. And my own dad, I see that within him. And I'm sure a lot of people do as well with theirs. And I think they deserve a bit of a treat, don't you?
Definitely. Yeah. They're such an important part of our lives, aren't they?
They are, exactly. Yeah. And all of the things that they, you know, for myself anyway, and for my dad, I know a lot of dads might golf things. Everything's been shut. Everything's been closed.
I haven't been able to get out there. Yeah, it's been difficult, but sure, we're getting there, aren't we?
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Sure. Yeah. That's it. So what gifts go down well with dads, in your opinion, Eamon?
Well, the one to start off, you've already mentioned golf. So, you know, the Garmin have a great range of watches for playing golf. Actually, they're so good with their GPS. I have one. I'm delighted to be back playing golf myself. So I have one of those watches and I'd be lost without it because they're just... They say, you know, you go the distance because you know the distance. And so you're, you know how far you are from that hole that's so difficult to get the ball into. So they're just a lovely gift for anyone who's really into their golf and wants to improve or just know what they're at when they're on the course.
Magic. And I believe, you know, if some fathers are, you know, over lockdown, that their beards might have been getting a bit too long, you know, for themselves and for everyone else. You have something else for us there.
Yeah, there's a grooming kit. It's pretty cool. It has 10 different items in it. Like I'm looking at it now. It comes in a lovely little travel pack. So now that we're almost there for going back on our travels, it's very handy for carrying around. It can slot into the case. But it comes with a razor. It comes with an electric nose trimmer. It has a little mirror and all the clippers and everything you might need for your beard or no beard. Depends what you do, what you like yourself. So. It's just 20 quid. It's a lovely gift.
Happy days. I think I might have to get one of those for myself as well at this stage, Eamon, to be honest. We also have, I see here we have Mr. Bowman Men's Watches. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is a range of brand of watches we have in now. It's they're just a fashion watch, but very trendy, very classic looking as well. And just a nice watch for something different for going out, where, again, we're allowed to go out. So it's nice to have something different that might match the suit or the shirt or the shorts even. So it's just a range of watches that we have that are not too expensive, but they're still a lovely gift and really, really nicely finished.
Happy days. And I believe any fathers who are geography nuts, do you have anything on us for that?
Geography.
Any globes or anything?
Oh, the globes. Yes, yeah. Sorry. We have this globe. It's a levitating globe, so it all works on electromagnetics. It also comes with a Bluetooth speaker. So, but it's quite amazing. You pop the globe into like a ring, and you feel it catching, and it literally floats in midair. That's what it looks like. So, and then spins as well, of course.
But good stuff. Yeah, and
really nice gift.
And, you know, everyone needs somewhere to put the cash and to put the cards and everything like that. So the old reliable wallets, what do you have for us there?
Yeah, the secret wallet. We've been doing this for a number of years and I have one now. I think I have it nearly 6 years and it still is not a problem with it. They just wear so well. They're all leather and they protect your cards. So if you're out and about, people can't scam your cards and get all your information because your cards are continuously sending out your information. That's how we have contactless payments. Mm. So, but they're just fantastic. They're so neat. They're so tidy. They're fully leather and they come with a little aluminium insert inside. And the best part is you have a little mechanism on the bottom. You simply press it and the cards pop up.
Brilliant.
And you just tape it out, pay, and off you go.
Brilliant. I believe you're an online business now. And how much time do you need to give when you order online?
Just a few days. And sometimes people order and it arrives with them the next day, less than 24 hours. But obviously as things get busier, it tends to be a little bit longer. But definitely give it 2 to 3 days at the most.
Brilliant. Eamon Kelly from Be Cool 2, thank you so much for talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
And you Thanks,
can
Donald.
Check out all of their products on becool2.com. That's the letter B, cool, the number 2.com. Spirit. Now, there's a lot of things that people say about Irish people. Some good, some bad. But one very, very good thing is that Irish people are really, really generous. And we're also good at coming up with ideas for combining charitable giving with some other good work. And a good example of this is the Present for My Teacher campaign being run by Mary's Meals. And with me to tell us more, I have Patricia Friel, Executive Director of Mary's Meals Ireland. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. First of all, Trish, could you tell us a little bit about the campaign and how it works, about this fantastic campaign?
Absolutely. So it's, as the school year draws to a close, many children will want to buy a present for their teacher to thank them for their hard work. And it was three school children in Offaly that came up with this idea. It's a website called presentformyteacher.com. And this is where parents and guardians can go online, make a donation to Mary's Meals, and then be able to personalise a beautiful certificate for the teacher. So the child can go on and say, "Dear Miss Smith or Mrs. O'Connor, thank you for helping me with my spellings or always being kind," and then type their name at the bottom of it. They can then download the certificate, print it off and give it to the teacher, or they can email it to the teacher. But the wonderful thing about this gift, that gift doesn't stop there. That gift then, that donation that has been made to Mary's Meals, will go on to feed children in some of the world's poorest countries, where hunger and poverty can stop them from getting an education. So we think it's a beautiful idea, because that's what teachers are all about. They want children to get an education. And this beautiful gift through Mary's Meals can help to provide food in schools where the children will gain that vital education.
That's absolutely fantastic. I really love that, because in a sense it's two great gifts in one, because it teaches charity, but it also shows the teacher, you know, a more personal touch instead of just giving them maybe the same kind of present that they get from a lot of people. Fantastic initiative. Could you remind us a little about what Mary's Meals does, Trish?
Absolutely, yes. So we are a charity who feed children and who live in very difficult circumstances. The poorest of the poor children across 19 countries across the world. Mary's Meals is simple. We meet the child's immediate need for food. So what we do is we bring food into the schools so the children will be attracted to school. We work on an army of volunteers. So there's thousands and thousands of volunteers across the world to get up at the crack of dawn to cook the food for these children. Each school day, we feed more than 1.8 million children across 19 countries across the world. So we are always looking for ways to raise money, but also to raise awareness to help to feed the next child, because there's a lot of children waiting for Mary's Meals currently.
Fantastic. It's just such a good initiative, such a good idea. And you continuously to reach new milestones. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Without a doubt. It's we all had a very difficult year in 2020. And Mary's Meals, our motto was, we don't stop. We have made a promise to these communities. We have made a promise to these children that we will be there to feed them and provide food. But when COVID-19 hit, all of the children were out of school. At that point, we were feeding 1.6 million children and they were out of school, and we had to find new ways. And the fact that we are a community-owned project, that it's those local communities that own the Mary's Meals feeding programs, we were able to mobilise those local communities to actually bag up the rations of food to send out to the parents and guardians could come and collect those foods so the children could still eat while they were at home. And we're delighted to say that there was 171,000 children that was added to the Mary's Meals programme in 2020.
Wow.
And we are growing every day. So we're really shouting out. We are hoping to reach 2 million children by the end of 2021. That's our plan. So any help would be greatly appreciated.
And if someone would like to make a donation to Mary's Meals, how would they go about doing that, Trish?
Yes, so they can just go to marysmeals.ie. And there's a donate button there at the top right-hand corner. And if they are thinking about buying a present for my teacher, that also goes in to supporting Mary's Meals, of course. And if people just go to marysmeals.ie, they can find the present for my teacher link there as well.
Fantastic. Patricia Friel, Executive Director of Mary Meals Ireland, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
And as Trish said, you can go to marysmeals.ie if you'd like to make a donation. There'll be a link there, but also the link for that initiative is presentformyteacher, all one word, .com, presentformyteacher.com. www.lisa.com. Spirit. Now, earlier, I was chatting to Lisa Hopper, and she is just 29 and has been living with a rare disease called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome since her late teens. A talented musician, she has had to reassess her hopes and dreams in light of her challenging diagnosis. She has started a YouTube channel, Lisa's Zebra Life, to share her story as a way of encouraging others who are facing life challenges. I talked to Lisa earlier, and first I asked her to explain what EDS, or Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, is.
EDS is a connective tissue disorder. So it's a collagen disorder. If you can imagine collagen as the glue that holds the body together, our glue doesn't work. Basically, that's how I describe it. So our collagen is too stretchy. Collagen is actually the most abundant protein in the whole body. So it's found everywhere. So it would be in your organs, in your skin. It would hold muscles, tendons, ligaments together. So it affects all of the body's systems. Ours is too stretchy, so everything kind of can fall out of place. So it would cause things like organ prolapses, constant joint dislocations, a lot of pain. It affects the nervous system, the heart. It would affect the digestive system. So yeah, pretty much every bodily system it will affect.
Wow, jeepers, it sounds pretty tough anyway. And I'd imagine with such a rare disease, it's quite hard to get a diagnosis, was it?
Oh yeah, really, really difficult. It's actually it's one that's really not known very well. Often I will have gone into A&E back in the day, and people won't have even really understood it, and they'd ask me to pronounce it or to spell it. They mightn't have even heard of it. I actually kind of stopped going to A&E now for dislocations and things, because they happen so often now. That was more at the start. So yeah, it took a good while, like a number of years, to actually. From the start of symptoms, years. And then from the start of really bad symptoms, I would say about 2 years then. And it was actually, I was really lucky that I was recommended a really good physio. And she was the one who mentioned it for the first time, because she had someone a good number of years ago who had it. And my body kind of reacted the same to that person, to treatment. So she was the one who mentioned it. But we don't actually have any specialists here in Ireland at all. So to get the official diagnosis, we had to go to London. And when I went there, he was pretty shocked that I hadn't been diagnosed already, because he said I was, you know, had every single symptom going. So we got the official diagnosis there probably about two years ago now, I'd say.
I believe you have a YouTube channel called Lisa's Zebra Life. Is that correct? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, for sure. So I started that recently. Basically, I'm a singer-songwriter. I have been doing music forever, did lots of musicals and all that in college, and I studied in the Gaiety School of Acting. And so that's been my kind of passion all along. Mm. And then obviously with everything affecting the jaw, it kind of made singing a lot harder. So I think it was probably, I had like one or two posts, but at the start of the pandemic, I decided to put a lot into my Instagram account and to try and raise awareness through that. And because I thought it was a good way to kind of, do you know, the way I wouldn't have to talk as much or do as much. So I put up music when I felt a little bit better, and put up lots of different posts and stuff. But it's actually just gone up over about 3,500 followers now.
That's so great. That's, wow.
Amazing. I'm so happy with that. That's if you want to see that, that's Lisa Hopper _music is the little key for that. Sure. And then I always wanted to start a YouTube channel, but again, I was kind of hesitant to do with the whole jaw pain. But then when, you know, it was more recently when I found out I will be getting my operation, but still a number of months away, I said, I'm just going to start it. Yeah. There's no point in waiting.
Well,
so I started that only about 3 weeks ago, and that's linked as well on the Instagram. I kind of have everything all in one. And that's been really good, because it's a great way to connect with other people with chronic illness and EDS. And I'm hoping post-surgery, if my jaw's like gets a little bit better, I'll be able to put up a lot more music. Mm. But of course, yeah, I just really want to be able to raise awareness and kind of help other people with it, because I know all the struggles. I've made friends through one of the Irish Facebook groups with a couple of people with EDS, and everyone goes through huge struggles, and you know, some of them have children who now have their own struggles as well, and because it's genetic, Unfortunately, it has passed on to some of their kids. Yeah. And I love kids, and I think it's terrible that they're not being looked after either. So I'm kind of trying to do something to help everyone.
And as regards your mascot, the zebra, could you tell us a bit about why it's a zebra?
Yeah, for sure. So there's this thing in the medical world and in hospitals, and it's a phrase that says, if you hear horse hooves, think horses and not zebras. And basically what that means is horses are supposed to represent the more common illnesses or disorders, like the less rare things, because they teach them, you know, if someone comes in with, I don't know, like a sore head, it might be a cold rather than something much worse, you know, look for that. But with EDS, we are rare, so we are the zebras.
Yeah, the zebras.
So we are that are rare. So yeah, zebras are a huge thing. And since I found that out, the amount of presents I've gotten with zebras on the front is amazing. So that's our little take. Also, every zebra is unique. All of their patterns are unique. So that's kind of a nice thing as well.
That was Lisa Hopper talking to me earlier. It's part of a longer interview, an amazing interview, where Lisa explains how the condition affects her everyday life, how people like her who have rare diseases have additional challenges in the health system, and some reflections on life through facing these health challenges. I really enjoyed interviewing Lisa, so definitely check that out on spiritradio.ie/catch-up, which we will share later on today. So keep an eye out for it. And if you want to follow Lisa's journey, you can go to Lisa's Zebra Life on YouTube. You can also find her story at LisaHopper_music on Instagram. And finally, she has a GoFundMe page for her upcoming jaw surgery. It's called Lisa EDS Surgery, and you can find that on GoFundMe.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.